Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, geez, I don't even know where we kick this off, Julian Reichman Israelson, because I know what's going to happen now. You're going to speak, we're going to get pumped up about CrossFit and being healthier and that, but at the end of the day, it's going to be our decision whether we take it forward or not, but it's good to be informed and educated around it.
Sure. Well, pretty much following on from what you guys were just chatting about, new leaders spicing things up.
Yeah.
The CrossFit is pretty much your new leader of your fitness industry. It's nothing that hasn't been, that isn't on the scene, it hasn't been on the scene. I mean, from your weightlifting to your gymnastics to your endurance sports, it's all been around forever and a day. It's just newly packaged. So now it's, everyone's getting the best of all the worlds in one shop.
Absolutely. So this is what you're doing over at CrossFit Platinum. Of course, you're no stranger to being fit and active. I mean, a martial arts career that was incredibly successful, and you got every belt that there was to get, and so on and so forth, from badminton to cycling to golf to gymnastics to horse riding to motor racing to rugby to soccer to squash to swimming. You've done kind of it all, and the martial arts on a very, very professional level. So what was your first interaction with CrossFit?
I came across an international magazine that they were writing about it, and the editor had gone into a CrossFit box overseas and done one of the benchmark workouts. So it looked pretty simple. I mean, how hard could a couple of push-ups and pull-ups and all of that be? So I decided to try it, and it kind of resonated with me. So I decided to follow on, went onto the website, followed the workouts of the days, and kind of went delve deeper into the CrossFit Journal, see what they had to say about all the exercises and also the history and it just kind of resonated with what I'd already been doing through the martial arts and through the sports kind of careers, and it just took it to the next level and how to kind of spice things up without doing bench and bars and back and tries and all the bodybuilding stuff, which has its place, but the CrossFit kind of shouted at.
So let's zoom out on it a second. So obviously, first of all, CrossFit Box is like a CrossFit gym. That's where the CrossFitters gather at like 3 o'clock in the morning and start getting into the whole vibe. But as it stands, a definition of it is kind of just multifunctional training, right? And then you do these things called WODs, which are workouts of the day, where it's like a series of different exercises every day, right? Is that right?
Correct. Basically, yes. I mean, every day will be something different. A lot of people come down on CrossFit because they say, no, it's totally varied and there's no consistency and. There is a deeper planning and a behind the workouts of the days. Most gyms will program or have programmed heavy lifting days versus explosive days versus gymnastic days. So there is a bit of a planning, or there is planning behind and a science behind the programming, but every day is constantly varied. So there will be something different waiting for you at the gym every day, which makes it more interesting.
What is your definition of being healthy? Just for you on a human level, what does it mean to be healthy?
Walking around without any aches and pains.
Yeah.
And being free to, you know, enter a warrior race, or somebody tells you to let's go run 10Ks, or let's hike up a mountain, or go cycle 94.7 at a whim. Being able to push a car. You know, if you're changing your wheel, you've got to be able to have some kind of physical strength behind it. Being able to do anything at any time without worrying about an injury or a joint or a muscleless or not being able to walk the next day. So you've got to be able to move around freely and have the option or have the ability to do anything at any time if you wanted to.
Which is where I guess this word functional comes in, because I mean, you can sit in a gym and bench press, you know, for the rest of your life, but you won't necessarily be able to run a kilometer in a certain amount of time. So it's about being functional and being able to do all these things. So how do you structure the exercises so that one is able to not only lift heavy weights, but also run longer, swim longer, all of that?
Well, over the week and let's say the month in your CrossFit box, you're going to touch onto the strength component. So you are going to move the basic strength exercises. So you're looking at your bench, at your squats. You will bench probably once a month. It does have its place. So I'm not going to slate it. But you're looking at squats and your deadlifts and your presses, building on your basic core strengths. Then you will also, on other days you're going to work on the endurance factor, so you may have interval training or longer endurance training. So the whole package of all of that coming together by the end of the week or the month, you've touched on each of these skills. So you're able to do anything whenever it's called upon.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very sort of cool way to approach training because it seems like it's very 360. So, I mean, at a gym, there's lots of different sections, but it's almost like you touch on each different section in one workout. Is there a lot to learn, though, in terms of picking it up, in terms of form and how it all works and all of that?
Yeah, for sure. You want to go in knowing that your instructor or your coach has a background into the exercises. So it doesn't help. I always use the example, you don't go to a gynae for tax advice.
Yeah.
So you've got to know that your coach understands the techniques, understands the muscles involved, understands the energy systems involved with why you're doing this exercise at this time in the workout. Why do you do your squats at the beginning of the workout versus the end of the workout? So where the exercises are structured within the program is important, because for argument's sake, you're not going to go and do a whole ab session and then go do a heavy squatting session because you've wasted your core. So you try a load of bar onto a wasted core, you're not going to be able to squat correctly. You're at risk of injury. So there is you've got to understand the body in order to program correctly so that you don't put your clients at risk of injury. And yes, technique is above all else the be-all and end-all.
There's also this mental game that there's a big focus on in CrossFit in terms of pushing oneself and being in one's own lane and trying to do better in a personal capacity. Let's talk about that mental game and for you how it compares to the mental game in sort of other things that you may have done and other forms of fitness.
That's all kind of works in conjunction with each other. So your workout of the day is going to push you within 5 or 10, 20 minutes. It's going to take you into a very dark place. Your muscles are screaming. Your heart is pounding.
As long as it doesn't take you into the ICU.
That too. Yeah. It feels like it does, but it's not going to. So it gives you that ability to be able to push yourself further. You know that your body can go further. Going into your endurance sports, understanding that you can run 42 or 56 kilometers, the body will hold itself together. It's a matter of letting the mind take over from the body and saying, okay, it's safe to go there. And going back into your training, understanding that your training will get you there, so that the correct training will make the body strong enough to do that. And then obviously the mental training of being comfortable with the training that you put in before you, let's say, go run or cycle or hike or lift anything.
Yeah.
Saying, well, the training has gotten me here. I trust my body. Let's go. The body can do it. It's a matter of the mind letting it go. So it's like a governor in an engine. The engine can go, but the governor is just there as a warning sign. But the mind often shuts down early, and the body can go a lot more than we believe. And that's where the seal for training came in that I did last year. It kind of helped delve further into that and finding out exactly how far the body can go.
Yeah, let's expand on that for a second. So what did you do last year? I mean, you just volunteered to, as if life isn't heavy enough, you want to take it to the next level, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're always looking for the next big thing. You want to keep things fresh and you want to continue your education. And what better way to challenge yourself with what seems to be the ultimate? So we went and a friend of mine and a client of ours went through to the States to spend some time with SEAL Fit and some ex-Navy SEALs and do their challenges and their comprehensive academy and see the way things are done on that side.
And again, I'm sure an experience of surprising yourself and your ability.
Absolutely, and that was the whole thing behind it. Part of that camp is the unbeatable mind. So it's training the mind. They believe the body is capable of 20 times more than we think it is. So they show us exactly how far you can go above and beyond the mental training.
Let's take the average Joe who walks into CrossFit Platinum. I mean, what happens a year later? How does it affect every sphere of their life?
Well, we've been told we change a lot of lives. So
yeah.
they come in very daunting place. They come in and they're going to see blood, sweat and tears everywhere. but they start off nice and easy. They start off with a PVC pipe. They get taught all the movements, all the warm-ups, all the mobilities.
Yeah.
They take it one step at a time. They move through the different tiers. They move into the mainstream class. They start developing these relationships with the different classes and the people within the classes. So they create this community,
yeah,
and camaraderie and these friendships. And kind of a year down the line, they've suddenly all got these WhatsApp groups and they're spending a lot of time together and then they're all challenging each other. So they'll go to birthday parties together, but they'll go to the warrior races or they'll all do certain challenges together. So they go and do a 5K run on the weekends where under normal circumstances, they looked at running, they came in and said, I'm not a runner, I will never run. So they're, again, we're creating this confidence and self-esteem where they're willing to try other challenges where they never would have tried them in the first place, and it's just empowering them lives. So some people who might have been sick or what's the word I'm looking for, addicts of some sort, we do have a couple of those who have turned around and started with a clean slate, just because they've created this force field behind, around them with positive energy around them. They come into a positive place. It's a happy place. Everyone's happy to come to training, so it's not a chore. And it's impacting their lives because now they're feeling better, so they're more productive at work, they're more productive at home, their relationships are better, the family environment is better. Instead of everybody sitting on iPads and watching TV on the weekend, they take their kids out and they'll go to go for a hike or a...
It's changing your lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
What have you observed about human nature and human beings in all these years, having worked so closely with other people in terms of their fitness and so on and so forth? What do we all share in common that for you has been interesting?
People don't believe in themselves as much as they should. Again, taking that 20 times challenge, they don't feel or believe that they can go that extra mile, they can go that extra rep or that distance. And again, speaking following on from what you guys were saying earlier, having that belief to change the world. So we are going, you know, we're trying to get involved in schools to show the kids that everything can be done, and carry on with what you're doing, believe in yourself and things will happen. So you're creating this self-empowerment, the self-esteem to take that risk, take the chance and go for it.
What does one need, though, to turn one's life around? Because, I mean, you're open every single day of the week. Someone can walk in. It, you know, there's free will for people to either do it or not. But what's the internal conversation that one needs to have to make that step to live a better life?
What normally goes on is you got to have a why. And you think, okay, well, why do I want to exercise? Why don't I want to just sit on the couch? How is exercise going to change my life? So then you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to grow up and be healthy enough to watch my kids move through high school and go into their 21st and then their weddings and be able to interact with them during their sporting careers or whatever the case may be. So you've got to just jump in.
Just got to go and do it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, dude, it's been very informative. I think we got a good... I mean, it's so much of it is mental game, and you just got to actually get into the CrossFit box to experience it for yourself. So there's only so much talking we can do around it. Just before we wrap it up, though, I will make everyone feel really shit and ask how much you can deadlift, Julian. How much do you weigh and how much can you deadlift?
I'm still very, very light. So I am 77 kilos.
Yeah. I do want to know.
I'm only deadlifting about 180 kilos.
I mean, that's nothing. That's like a two and a bit of who you are, but that's okay. But that's goals. I mean, it's achievable, but you have to start.
Yeah, you got to start, but again, you've got to have the technique and you got to have a reason for going there. I mean, not everyone's going to step into the gym and suddenly start deadlifting 300 kilos.
No, you're going to start with the PVC pipe.
Absolutely.
Hope for the best. Listen, dude, how do we keep up all day with everything that you're doing over at CrossFit Platinum?
You can follow us on Instagram. We've got CF Platinum. We're on Twitter at CF Platinum. And then also through Facebook, we've got the Fitness Technologies and CrossFit Platinum, as well as my personal Facebook page. And then we'll move everything through that.
Fantastic. Well, Julian, thanks so much for coming in. It's Julian Reichman Israelson there talking CrossFit, of course, from a CrossFit Platinum. You just got to go out and start. He told you, you just got to go out and start. Dude, thanks so much for hanging out.
Pleasure. Thank you. Luke Hellman on CliffCentral.com.